This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Coral Roman. A Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine includes supplies of blood for the wounded, three U.S. officials told Reuters, a detail reinforcing U.S. comments that Russia clearly now has the capability to move on its neighbor. The disclosure by the officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, adds to growing U.S. concern that Russia could be preparing for a new invasion of Ukraine, as it has amassed more than 100,000 troops near its borders. Canada's capital city of Ottawa is set on Saturday for a massive protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's COVID-19 vaccine mandates, with the arrival of convoys of hundreds of vehicles from across the country. The so-called Freedom Convoy, coming from east and west, started out as a protest against a vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a demonstration against government overreach during the pandemic with a strong anti-vax streak. President Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday threatened Turkish media with reprisals if they disseminated content that damaged the country's core values, in a move that might be a prelude to further censorship in the sector. In a notice published in the Official Gazette, he said measures were needed to protect Turkey's national culture and prevent its children's development from being adversely affected as a result of exposure to harmful content on all media. Lebanese President Michael Aoun said Saturday he saw no reason for a delay to parliamentary elections in May after three times former Prime Minister Saeed al-Hariri announced he was boycotting the vote and